I would like now to turn to the Word of God for a short time of sharing and especially encouraging you from the Word of God. If there's something that we need as Christians during these days, I think that this is encouragement. I'm sure we know we need and we could do with many other things, but encouragement is something that we all need at this time. So let me read two verses for you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, and out of these verses to draw out some thoughts for you. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10 and 11. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Behold, all who kindle a fire, all you who kindle a fire, who equip yourselves with burning torches, walk by the light of your fire and by the torches that you have kindled. This you have from my hand, you shall lie down in torment. Isaiah talks and speaks here about people who walk in darkness and who have no light. And while this is not a spiritual darkness, and it is that period of life, that season of our lives in which we may be in a tunnel and we cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel, I think that this is a good description of our times today. We have been in this darkness for a couple of months. We are hoping to see the end of the tunnel, and yet we don't know when the end of the tunnel and the light at the end of the tunnel will come. And this season of darkness that we are all going through, at this time, while it has a lot to do with our health, with our family, with our fears, with our emotions, it may also have to do with broken hearts, with broken homes, with illness, with financial distress, with days when we are desperately discouraged, depressed. It's that season of life that Isaiah is describing here when we are going through darkness, when there are no lights. And there are times like this, not only now, but probably on a regular basis in our lives, when the lights just seem to go out and we enter a season of darkness. And you know, the very first question that comes to our mind in this season of darkness is why? Why, Lord? Why me? Why now? This is a question that is asked not only by the atheists, agnostics and skeptics who would like to deny the existence of God by asking this question. But the question of why is a question that we as Christians also ask. And to find answers to this question, we have to always turn to the scripture and to the Bible. And while the Bible in our current situation will not specifically show us that this pandemic, this virus, is necessarily the result of a particular sin. Generally speaking, in the large scheme of things, suffering in general is always a consequence of sin. We remember, don't we, that in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve didn't know suffering. They were not going through seasons of darkness in their lives because there was no sin. But once sin entered in the human race, suffering, pain, diseases, emotional problems, death itself came into the world. But I would like to encourage you by saying that not always God allows suffering in our lives as a result of a particular sin. We can think of Job, who was a sinless person, and yet he was tried. He went through a lot of trials and tribulations. Think of Joseph himself, who suffered unjustly in the prison, Elijah, Jeremiah, and many, many other people of God from the Bible. Think of Paul himself. Paul the apostle had a thorn in his flesh who troubled him. It was probably a physical suffering. He prayed 3 times to the Lord to take it away, and the Lord said, "No, no, my grace is sufficient to you, and my strength will be made perfect in your weakness." And more than that, the reason God allowed that suffering in Paul's life was that he would not boast. So you see, sometimes suffering and pandemics and virus can not only be a punishment, but can be a blessing in disguise. Think of Naaman. Naaman had leprosy, and he desperately wanted, I'm sure, to get rid of that leprosy. And yet, that leprosy led him to being saved. So that problem that he was faced with, actually, it was a blessing in waiting. And I would like to help you to understand that this season of darkness that we are going through, maybe in some particular situations for our benefit, as we will see from this passage in Isaiah. So we ask why, and sometimes we have answers, sometimes we don't have answers. But I think that a far better question to be asked in such a situation, when we enter a season of darkness in our life, is not necessarily why, but how. How we should react when lights go out, when the tunnel is long and the darkness is deep. How we should react when the lights go out and when we enter the season of darkness in our lives. Let me go back to the passage and see what the answer is to this question. Isaiah says, "Let him who walks in darkness and has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God." Trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. But you could say, how can I trust God? How can I rely on the Lord in this so very difficult situation? Well, let me share with you some thoughts. First of all, we should trust in the Lord and rely on God because the Bible reminds us, dear friends, that those of greatest devotion may know sometimes the deepest darkness. Yes, those of greatest devotion may know the deepest darkness. Notice that Isaiah here describes the persons in darkness, and he describes them as being people who fear the Lord, who obey the voice of God. So that means once again that darkness doesn't necessarily mean that because we have sinned, we are suffering. It doesn't necessarily mean that we are outside of God's will and that's why God is punishing us. As a matter of fact, as I've mentioned already, if we are in darkness right now, we are in a good company of saints. Job said of himself, God has blocked my way so I cannot pass. He has set my path in darkness. Joseph, in the darkness of his prison, he was probably wondering about his God-given dreams. John the Baptist in the prison started to doubt about Christ. David walked through the valley of shadow of death, and even Jesus himself experienced the agony in Gethsemane. So why you should trust the Lord and rely on God? Because those of deepest devotion sometimes experience the greatest darkness. But then also another reason for trusting the Lord is that our faith, which is born in the light, often, dear friends, grows in the dark. If I were to ask you when you grew spiritually the most, when was the time when you got closer to the Lord, I'm sure you wouldn't tell me that it was in those sunny days when everything was perfect, when you had plenty of money, good health, respected and appreciated. Not at all. Rather, it was when you were suffering, when you were persecuted, when you had problems, when you felt abandoned, when you're crying, when you were in the darkness season of your life. Let me give you three examples of people whose faith were developed in the dark. John Milton, when he experienced physical blindness, he wrote the great piece of work, Paradise Lost. He was physically blind. John Bunyan, while imprisoned and in the darkness of his prison cell, he wrote The Pilgrim's Progress. The Apostle John, while exiled in the dark island of Patmos, wrote the great book that we now know as Revelation. So, if right now you're wondering why God is allowing this darkness on our planet, on your family, on yourself, remind yourself that faith, while it is born in the light, often grows in the dark. You remember those who are old enough, those cameras that we used to use in the past. We took pictures with those cameras, and at the end, we had to take that film out and take it to the chemist. And what would the chemist do with that film? Take it into the dark room. And that's where he would develop that film. And that's how all those colorful and beautiful pictures came out. That's exactly the same how God works with our faith. Our faith, like that film, is developed in the dark. And God allows seasons of darkness in our lives in order to develop our faith. But then another reason for trusting the Lord and relying in God in these dark times is that some things that cannot be seen in the light are much better and clearer seen in the dark. You know, when the night comes, we tend to look at the sky, and if there are stars on the sky, we tend to say, here come the stars. But the truth is that stars have always been there. They've been there during the day as well, But we needed for darkness to come in order to notice those stars. In the darkest night, the stars seem even brightest. Somebody said that in the light we see that which is near, but in the dark we see that which is far away. In the daylight we may think the brightest thoughts, but at night we think the deepest thoughts. So I'm sure that in these dark times we have become more teachable. We have asked more spiritual questions, and some things that we haven't understood while things were normal, God used these dark times in order to open our eyes, to open our hearts, to understand things that we needed to understand. Also, we should trust the Lord and rely on God in these dark times, because it is better to lean on God in darkness than to stand alone in a man-made light. Verse 11 in our passage says, "But now all you who light fires and provide yourselves with flaming torches, go, walk in the light of your fires and of the torches you have set ablaze. This is what you shall receive from my hand. You lie down in torment." So the prophet here warns us about lighting our own fire in times of darkness. And while I don't want to speculate too much and to generalize too much, I would like to simply say that in these dark days, we should first trust and wait on the Lord before we come up with our own solutions. If God has allowed this darkness into our lives, He knows what He's doing. So let Him do what He wants to do. I'm reminded of myself and Paula. We do not have children, and we have been praying for that, and God hasn't answered yet. Many a times we have been tempted to solve this problem ourselves. And then we were reminded of Abraham and Sarah, who had no children, and they started their own fire. They brought the light for themselves in their own situation. You know the story. When Abraham was advised by Sarah to go and have a child with Hagar, and as a result, Ishmael came around. And the consequences of that initiative are disastrous even today, as we all know. So it is better to lean on God in darkness than to stand alone in mud and man-made light. And finally, because time is running and I don't see exactly what time it is, and I hope this video is not too long for you, I'd like to close by saying that in times of darkness, like this period that we are all going through, when we feel that sometimes our sun has set, let us be sure that morning will come. Morning will come. I was glad to hear that you're able to come out of your church, out of your houses, your homes, to have fellowship on Wednesday evening, and then next Sunday you'll be able to be together in the church. So the morning will come. The morning is coming. The Lord says, the prophet says in verse 4, "He wakens me morning by morning." And the psalmist says, "Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." So, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, beloved Christians, what should you do when there is darkness in your life? Trust in the name of the Lord and rely on God. Keep praying, keep praising, keep testifying, keep believing, keep hoping. that God's eyes are on you and he sees you through darkness and he will see you through to the morning. But also, as Christians, we have a message for the world, and especially for those who are unbelievers, who are unsaved, and who do not know the Lord. It may well be that for them, the reason for the darkness that they are going through right now is a punishment for their sin, is a way that God wants to discipline them in order to draw their attention to Christ, to the cross. And the message that we have as a church for the world is that if they do not come to Christ, if they do not come to Christ with repentance and faith in the one who said that he is the light of the world, people, sinners, will continue to live in the darkness of their sin, and for them there will be no mourning, but continuous, everlasting, and forever darkness. This is the message that we have to take out to our people. And may that while we are encouraged by the Word of God, may that we be challenged to preach the Word of God, to preach Christ crucified for the sinners, for the sake of our salvation. And may the Lord help us do just that. Amen.